If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
I love my dog. Yes, I love.
Do you know this song?
No, I don't.
I didn't either. Sublime doing it. Thank you, Brian.
Brian's the best.
I know. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lisa Dent this week, and people are so sick of me talking about these mite bites, Steve.
Oh, I'm not. You helped make me aware of that.
Well, noted pet expert Steve Dale joins us now, and I just showed you one of my mite bites, the one I showed Mary.
It's, you've been walking around the station. Look.
Well, it's not just your average...
No, it's a rash.
I've never had these.
Yeah, you might have a bit of an allergic response there, but...
It's a big welt, and it's very pink, and it might be because of my fake tan stuff. I don't know. But I was noticing Kona, the dog, was scratching, and one of my sons found a little bug bite on him. Mm-hmm. Are these mites affecting animals as well as people?
Absolutely. They can affect your pet. Now, the good news is you can do more in some ways to protect your pet than you can yourself, because some of, not all, but many of the flea preventive products that are out there, the veterinary ones, again, not all of them, you have to look on the packaging, and they do protect against mite bites, which will protect against these mites that are out there now, the oak leaf mites that are everywhere. And they're laying 200 to 600 eggs during their two-week lifetime. Now, here's the, you want the good news or the bad
news? God, they're almost over. That's the good news.
Well, no. They love cooler weather. So as it gets cooler out, which I hope doesn't happen, but probably will, you're going to see more of them. And then many of them overwinter. They survive the winter. They look for places like against your house, under leaf litter, that kind of thing, where it's warm enough, depending on how harsh our winter is. And then next year, because there aren't as many cicadas to feed on, they do feed on many other insects, many, many other insects, anything. Including us. So they'll be hungrier next year.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I had you on the air.
And and when the wind blows, that's when they kind of fall from the trees. They don't jump on you. They just kind of fall. Ticks will sense the warm-blooded person, and they'll kind of course toward you.
Mm-hmm.
These guys don't. They just fall. However, it's whatever way the wind blows. They're so small, you don't need much wind. And they do. They're so small. Your screen, they can... kind of fit between.
Okay, where's the good news in any of this?
In your house.
What was the good news?
Oh, well, by wearing long pants and long sleeve shirts, they're unlikely to find a place to bite you as easily.
Do you think I was gardening in a bikini? I have it on my waist and on my trunk. I had long sleeve. I did. So they're getting under my clothes.
I thought you did garden in a bikini.
No, I didn't. All right. Well, I'm upset that they're going to last forever. I thought they were going to. They fed on the cicada eggs.
Yeah, because there was more more cicadas, more eggs this year. There were more of them. They've always been here, actually.
All right. Well, I thought they were gone at the end of the month. I'm going to follow up on this.
Okay.
The DNC is coming to town.
I've heard about that.
Are you a very political person?
Well, I can be. Yeah. I talk about on the Sunday afternoon show. I talk about politics. But you know what? I'm tired of it. I say we need different candidates on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. And now Chicago Animal Care and Control has come up with the perfect candidates, and each has their own platform.
Oh.
For example, there's Spaz. Spaz is a black cat, a little cat, who's very playful and curious. Now, what? I've never heard any political candidate say, I'm playful, I'm curious. These are the kinds of things I want to hear. Aldous loves extra treats. Aldous, by the way, is a dog. A white dog, mostly white dog, kind of an Akita-looking mix. Magda says, you know what? I'm a leader, and I know how to love. I mean, these are the things I want. By the way, all these animals available for adoption, a special event. And these are free adoptions, by the way, on Sunday from Animal Care and Control. And then people say, who know about these things, and you know about these things, say, well, free? Then they're more likely to give up the pet because they haven't given anything. They haven't paid. That's not true. So we now know through the a study from the ASPCA in 2006 and now subsequently other studies that have demonstrated it doesn't matter. It has no relationship whatsoever. So here's the truth. Animal control and just about all the shelters around Chicago, they are near capacity.
They're filled to
for a variety of reasons. So if you can see it in your heart to adopt, and, you know, how can you say no to a candidate like Chadwick? Chadwick is a...
What's his platform?
Oh.
Or her?
Snuggly.
Oh, I don't want a candidate who's snuggly, if you want to know
really?
The truth. Not a candidate. I'd like a pet who's snuggly.
No, they're all running for office.
You want to snuggle with Joe Biden?
No. Maybe not. He'll be slow to come to the snuggle anyway. Did you see the Olympics?
I did not watch the Olympics.
What?
I feel terrible. Yes, I didn't.
You and
I know
else.
I'm the only one.
Yeah,
I know.
So there's Gabby Thomas is a track star, a gold medalist, and she credits her trainer, a 200-meter sprinter. She won the gold medal in Paris. She credits her training partner, Rico. Rico is a pug.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Now, you don't think
aren't
of,
pugs slow?
There you go. She has the fastest. She's the fastest person, right? Who has the fastest pug?
That's should make a child's book. Wouldn't a children's book? That would be cute.
Yes. I don't know where Gabby Thomas lives, but we're everywhere. WGN, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe I think that's a brilliant idea, actually.
I do,
yeah,
too. Yeah. And you told me that cats make a difference for COVID, and
yes.
You talked to Dr. Fauci about this?
Yes. So you can hear the whole interview with Dr. Tony Fauci at WGNradio.com. And his people and Dr. Fauci himself said, you know, I've done thousands of interviews, and he's so nice, by the way, to talk to. Thousands of interviews, which he has, if you think about it. Over, I mean, he's been around forever,
yep.
Right? Thousands of interviews. And he said, no one's ever asked me about cats before. But this is a story he liked very much and hadn't heard. So cats get something called feline infectious peritonitis, or FIP, particularly kittens. It is always thought to have been incurable. I'm part of the story, too. I'm on the board of the Every Cat Health Foundation. Every Cat Health Foundation funds cat health studies. The leading researcher for decades, because it was hard to understand this disease, it's really complex, don't have time to explain now, Dr. Niels Peterson, University of California, Davis, said, aha! Well, maybe he didn't say that. I've got a drug. And we looked at the consistency of that drug, or at least the experts, I'm not one of them, on the board did, and said, you know, this antiviral, which did not incidentally work well for what it was intended, which is the Ebola virus in people, might work for cats for this reason and this reason and this reason. And much to everyone's surprise, it didn't only effectively treat the cats, that FIP had been fatal. Now they were curing cats. And
whoa.
This drug called remdesivir turns out to help people with COVID-19. Desperate for something, and Dr. Fauci knew this part of the story, the U.S. government was looking for an antiviral that might work with COVID-19. And aha, the coronavirus in cats that causes feline infectious peritonitis is not the same as the coronavirus that we get
right.
by any means. We're not cats. However, as a stretch, could this work? Turns out it does.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called One Health, and it's the intersection between the environment and human health and animal health.
Well, I'm going to listen to that whole interview. I love that you're close friends with the Dr. Fauci, because everybody calls him Anthony, and you're like, oh, yeah, Tony Fauci and
yes,
I.
Yes, of course.
So WGNradio.com. You can listen to that. And where's your website?
SteveDale.tv. And you could read more about mites.
Watch out for the mite bites.
Mite bites.
I'm telling you.
I'm looking.
Thank you, noted pet expert Steve Dale. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Mary, you have a look at weather and traffic. I can't see anything out there.